does have it all. All of our pre-owned vehicles are Hubler Q certified, which include a 128-point vehicle inspection, a free Carfax vehicle history report, and two warranties. A two-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and a 30-day, 1,000-mile comprehensive warranty. Visit any of our 13 locations today, or click drivehubler.com. Hubler has it all.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. I'm Bob Lovell, and it is brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. We got a lot of basketball to talk about tonight, high school and college. Some really, really solid games to talk about. We're glad you're with us. We're also glad that with all these scores, we have the man every 15 minutes to bring you that information. The star of our show is Network Indiana's Sam Fritz.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
All right, thank you so much, Coach. Glad to be with you again on this Saturday night, and let's get started with some boys' basketball scores. Andrean against Lafayette Central Catholic. It was Andrean on top, 56-34. Bethesda Christian beat Crawfordsville, 53-48. Bloomington North defeated Evansville North, 64-51. Carmel over Fort Wayne Snyder decisively, 74-33. Carroll beat Pioneer, 75-29. Christian County out of Kentucky beat Castle, 66-59. Clay City beat Owen Valley 67-54. Claremont Northeastern out of Ohio faced off against Cambridge City Lincoln. It was the Ohio team narrowly eking out the victory in this one, 63-62. Cordon Central faced off against Crawford County, with Cordon Central winning 65-45. It was North Newton versus Delphi, as Delphi would emerge the victors by three, 34-31 in that one. East Central played against Franklin County. It was East Central with the win, 46-34. Eastern Pekin beat Paoli 53-47, and Elkhart defeated Plymouth 65-43. Plenty more scores to come in the future. Stick around for Network Indiana Sports. I'm Sam Fritz.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Glad you could join us. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Sam Fritz, Parker Webster, Nathaniel Finch, doing the heavy lifting tonight. I'm just along for the ride. We're glad you're with us. What a day of college basketball. How about those Indiana Hoosiers? We're going to talk about their 63-45 win over Wisconsin. It's always great to be home. Don't ever forget it. It's always great to be home. And they just needed to get back to get back to the friendly confines, get back to some basics, get back to some fundamentals. And it was an impressive win for a team that clearly we had been struggling the last couple of weeks. So good win for the Hoosiers. Ball State picks up a good win. We'll talk about that game coming up a little bit later on. Notre Dame drops a tough one on the road to Syracuse. We're also going to talk some small college ball. The DePaul-Wabash battle when goes to DePaul. UIndy with another win. They beat number 11 in Division II Missouri-St. Louis. Both teams ranked in the top 20. Very, very good stuff. So we have a lot of high school basketball to talk about. A week from tomorrow, everyone, if you haven't already circled this date on your calendar or earmarked it on your phone and everything you're ready to do, because it is the pairing show for the upcoming IHSAA Girls State Basketball Championship. 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, next Sunday, the 22nd. Greg Rakestraw and I will be live from the IHSAA headquarters, bringing you the matchups, who will play whom, and when, where, all those kinds of things. Greg Rakestraw joins me. As I mentioned that, fortuitous that I mentioned it, and he has called me as we speak. Hello, Greg Rakestraw.
Hello, Coach. Long time no see.
Yeah, it's been about, 5 hours, 6 hours, seven, something like that. Marion County Championship goes to Ben Davis, 62-40 winners over Lawrence North. As you and I have talked multiple times, this Ben Davis team is really, really good. A few weaknesses to expose, but a championship not like tonight. They played awfully well.
This is their second championship of the year. They've already won the Hall of Fame Classic. They will likely win the Mick. They're 4-0. They've only got one more game. It's against LN, not until February the 10th. This group is now 18-0. It's their best start to a season since Maurice Cat Wooden was the head coach of the Ben Davis Giants. That occurred back in 1935 and 1936. And they are the Marion County champions for the first time since 1995.
Really?
And we need to start talking about this group potentially running the table. They are that good because they are beating up some really good basketball teams all across the state and this week in Marion County.
Well, as I mentioned, I'm not sure what you can expose. I'm not sure where they have weaknesses. I mean, you know, their post play is tremendous. Lockdown defenders on the wing who can also shoot it. A great mentality in terms of competing and putting pressure on you. How do you come up with a plan to match up with these guys?
Well, here's the best example I can give you. Last night, 20-16 for Zane Doughty. Tonight, Zane had 4 points. Their leading scorer is an Indiana All-Star, is going to play at Valparaiso. Their leading scorer has 4 points. They still won by 22. A common theme is that it's going to be a different guy every night. But a guy that is stepping up more and more as the season goes along is Mark Zachary. And how about a weekend for this young man? He is a sophomore. As a freshman, he got time as both a varsity football player and a varsity basketball player last year. But this weekend, yesterday, he was offered a football scholarship by Purdue. He's a sophomore. Tonight, he has 17 points to lead the charge for Ben Davis to win that first Marion County championship in 28 years. He began the season as the sixth man. When K.J. Windham hurt his foot against Cathedral on December the 10th, Mark entered the starting lineup and hasn't left since. And when they have lifted trophies so far this year, he's had his best performances of the season.
He's had a pretty good weekend.
Not bad.
That's really. Again, we all dream of that kind of weekend.
4 years of high school left to go.
Well, there you go. What a future. So is this game close at all? Is there a point where it's close, or when do they break this thing open?
So they were up 16-6 early in the first quarter, and LN kind of found their feet and hung with Ben Davis until halftime. Miles Good had a three the first trip down the floor in the third quarter to make it a five-point game at 24-19. But the third quarter for Ben Davis as of late has been the quarter of doom for everybody else. By the end of the quarter, Bob, they had built a 20-point lead and were never seriously threatened in the fourth quarter.
Wow. All right, can you hang on through this short break?
Absolutely.
He is the best at what he does. It's Greg Rakestraw from the ISC Network, my broadcast partner earlier today for the IUPUI Cleveland State game, my partner for the Girls Pairing Show next Sunday night. We can't get away from each other. We're back on Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Greg Rakestraw rejoins me. Ben Davis wins the Marion County Tournament, beating Lawrence North tonight. All right, Greg, you talked about it. You saw the Marion County tourney. Good. You've seen Cathedral. You've seen Brownsburg. You've seen a lot of these top-ranked teams in 4A. So handicap it for you in terms of who might be able to make it into the tournament and play for a championship.
Sure. So, you know, Ben Davis in the southern half of the bracket, as are Brownsburg and Cathedral. Ben Davis would see Brownsburg potentially in the regional round because of the way it's done differently this year. They would not see Cathedral into the semi-state round. And for as good as Ben Davis is, the team that has come the closest to beating them is not one of the ones you just mentioned. The team they beat last night in Southport, who took Ben Davis to overtime back on November the 30th. And from an athletic standpoint, comes as close as anybody to matching Ben Davis because they have an athletic post in Nick Nzlemba. Not as big as Zane Doughty at 6'6", but can kind of stay with him better than a lot of other people can. And so it's not for as good as Ben Davis is, as much as I can talk about, hey, maybe there's going to be another Ando champion in 4A, they're not a guarantee to make another sectional because both Southport and Pike are in their sectional. What's unique about this Ben Davis team and what they've accomplished so far, they're number one. They've got wins over 2, 3, and 4. They've already played Penn, Brownsburg,
right.
And Cathedral. Cathedral, because of the talent they've got up front, you know, in Booker, in Davis, in Tibbs. I'd say they probably have the best chance of the other three. Even though Ben Davis won by 12, that game was also at Southport Fieldhouse, part of the 4-M Tip-Off Classic. But just for that experience and having three Division I athletes on the floor at one time, Cathedral's got a great shot. Their guards may not match up with Ben Davis's guards. That could be the problem. Penn, because they've got Marcus Burton, that is the puncher's chance. You know, in terms of Burton had 22 when they played in the morning game of the Hall of Fame Classic. If he has a night in the state championship game, if Al Rhodes teams makes it down there, which I think they got a good shot of doing in the northern half of the bracket, then you never know what might happen. Brownsburg's a really good team. Their only loss, at least going into the weekend, was to Ben Davis. Ben Davis throttled them when they played on December the 17th, won by 24 at Brownsburg. You think Steve Lynch and his talented team, led by Cannon Catchings, who is a junior, they've got good athleticism. They probably don't have the physical strength that matches up very well with Sean Arnold and Zane Dowdy down low. So Ben Davis is the heavy favorite in 4A. They're really good, but again, there's so many other good teams along their path. It is still not a done deal or guaranteed that Ben Davis will be your 4A champion this year.
Greg Rakestraw and I will be together again on Sunday night, a week from Sunday, for the Girls Pairing Show. Starts at 5, goes to 7 on the IHSA Champions Network. So we're working Thursday night, Saturday, Sunday. My wife's getting nervous. we are together. Today we had the IUPUI Cleveland State game. Cleveland State defensively locked up the Jags and had no problem with the relatively easy Horizon League win at the Coliseum today.
Yeah, it's a little scary for IUPUI. This is the second time in the last three games they've been beaten by 30. And, you know, we talked about there's progress in this IUPUI program, if not in the one-loss column. But I worry about, you know, kind of a couple of uncompetitive games and knowing they're now 0-8 in the league play, that thing kind of snowballing. So IUPUI, the good news is they're at home, no travel this week. Oakland and Detroit Mercy are both different challenges. IUPUI played well against Oakland last year. Maybe they carry some confidence into that game. Detroit Mercy's always tough because of Antoine Davis. Jags will get a couple of wins in conference play at some point with 12 league games left to go. Today simply wasn't going to be one of those days.
He's Greg Rakestraw from the IFC Network. He's the best at what he does. Glad that he's part of our show. Glad that he's my friend. Great day today. Try to get some relaxation and rest tomorrow. I'll talk to you next week.
You got it, my friend. Take care.
Thanks so much. Coming up, we're going to talk some Ball State basketball. We're also going to talk a little high school basketball, but a little win for Jasper. We have plenty of basketball coming up. Also coming up soon, we'll talk about IU's win this afternoon, a much-needed win down at Assembly Hall over Wisconsin. And later in the show, we'll talk more high school basketball. Busy, busy night on both sides. And once again, I know I'm wearing it out, but we want you to listen to us on many of these great stations around the state next Sunday for the Girls Pairing Show. It's coming up that much. Coming up, Sam Fritz with the scoreboard update on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
Thanks again, Coach. Let's transition from boys basketball to girls basketball. Final scores incoming from Anderson and Lafayette Jeffersonville. Anderson winning the matchup 72-35. Batesville over Hauser 52-48. Bedford North Lawrence defeated Floyd Central 63-16. Ben Davis over Pike 61-33. Bethany Christian beat Trinity Greenlawn 49-14. Brave of Jesuit over Indianapolis Heron 55-13. Caston defeating Tri-County 50-37. Center Grove was up over Seymour by 2, 37-35 in a close matchup there. Clay City handed Vermilion a steady defeat 50-18. Claremont Northeastern out of Ohio traveled to Cambridge City Lincoln and won decisively 57-17. Columbia City beat Huntington North 41-39. Columbus East beat New Albany 80-55. Columbus North defeated Lawrenceburg 66-32 with both the Columbuses leaving victorious. And Cordon Central beat Madison 46-30. More to come in a five-minute update. Updates on the Pacers, IU, Purdue, and more. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Sam Fritz.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. College basketball today. Ball State continues their winning ways. Very impressive 75-61 win over Miami of Ohio. This one at the Worthen Arena on the campus of Muncie. Cardinals are now 12-5. David Ehoff from the Ball State Network joins me. David, what another impressive win for this hot Cardinal team.
Yeah, it really was, Coach. I mean, and it's pretty much the same story today. The balance. Cards got four in double figures, two other players with 9 points, and really did the job defensively. You know, Miami came into this game leading the MAC, making 9 threes a game. Cardinals held them to 1 of 13 from deep. so good adherence to the game plan and a lot of excitement in Muncie, Bob. 5,500 in attendance today, the highest crowd since 2018.
That's impressive. You know, I don't think people can grasp how difficult that is. That's an incredible number. And they're just getting started, to be honest. They should be very excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, Cardinals winners 8 of their last 9, and you got to credit Coach Michael Lewis with a fun little promo offering the first 400 students in attendance a free beer. So if that doesn't get them out, nothing will. But they're playing. They're really playing exciting basketball. Peyton Sparks, another monster game for him. His fifth double-double, 12 points, 14 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks. He did it all today. It was really a phenomenal effort going against another tremendous big from Miami and Anderson Marombo.
Well, they just keep getting, you know, performances, literally, it seems like, David, from everybody. I mean, everyone who gets out there gives them quality minutes. And, you know, some nights it's different players. But for the most part, the depth, the balance, and the consistency has been one of the major reasons they are where they are.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And look, the Cardinals saw their 7-game win streak snapped at Ohio, and that was a game Demaryius Jacobs only played 10 minutes and left with an injury, and the Cardinals were just not the same. And Jacobs was back in the lineup today, and right from the get-go, I mean, he made just a tremendous difference. 15 points, 4 assists, and when you talk about everybody contributing, you know, it's quietly a Mickey Pearson, 9.7 rebounds. Bashir Jihad coming off the bench, 12.6 rebounds in 13 minutes. So they really are getting contributions from everybody. And if you're an opposing coach trying to game plan, you can't just focus on one guy, which makes him very dangerous.
All right, who's up next on the hit list?
Yeah, so the Cardinals have Western Michigan at home on Tuesday night, and then a really big matchup next Friday evening on the road against the MAC leader, Kent State, who is 4-0 in the league, and they've won 8 in a row. So Cardinals are 7-0 at home. If they can take care of business Tuesday against Western, that really sets the stage for a great big-time game at Kent next Friday night.
He's David Ehoff from the Ball State Network. Cardinals win again. No problem with Miami of Ohio. David, as always, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too, Coach. Thanks.
High school basketball tonight, Jasper beating Washington 60-23 from WITZ in Jasper. Our alumnus, Chris Norton. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Coach. Good to be on.
Great to have you. You know that. Big win for the Cats. Very impressive win. Defensively locking Washington up tonight.
Absolutely something that nobody in the gym, including talking to the coaches afterwards, saw coming.
No.
This was a Washington team that just dropped 78 on Boonville last night. So to lock them up defensively, and especially considering Washington came out with a 6-0 run and forced the Cats into a timeout in the first minute. Mm-hmm. From that point on, obviously, Jasper took control. It was a 3-point game at the end of the first quarter, but then the Cats put the clamps on defensively. Just 2 points for Washington in quarters 2 and 3. The lead would grow to 32, and then what you got in the very end. It was one of those cases where Jasper came out hot in the second quarter, an 11-0 run, and Washington just never found their footing.
you know, it's something to be said with going out and, you know, getting out of the gate and playing well. We talk about it, and I understand it's a 32-minute game, but still, you know, mentally, if you can get yourself going like that against a, you know, a big team like a Washington, that's a huge boost.
And especially coming down the home stretch, looking back to last week, they've knocked out Evansville North, Southridge, the county rival, and now Washington. And ahead, they've got a couple more county rivals left on the list. They still have next week Forest Park, Evansville Harrison in between, but then they travel to Dubois and take on the Jeeps.
All right, tell me who steps up and plays well for the Cats tonight.
In quarter number three, Andrew Noblet had three threes by himself. He had 14 points on the night. Griff Heil in his second career start, he would put up 10, and he was a monster in the first quarter. That is how the Wildcats really took their edge. He had seven of his 10 points in the first quarter. And then from that point on, they had to respect him. He's 6'5", down low. He plays right tackle on the football team, one of those kind of guys that can physically bully you. And at that point, they sucked everybody in, and Jasper, by committee, was hitting threes.
You know what? Think about this. When you start coaching, Chris, just think about defense and 3-point shooting. You might, if you follow that advice, you might win some games.
That goes a long way, doesn't it?
Absolutely. All right, who's up next? Did you tell me who they're playing next?
Yep, they've got Forest Park and Evansville Harrison both at home next week. Northeast Dubois after, and if I can get a quick word in for the girls' basketball team.
Sure.
New head coach,
yeah.
Brittany Mainers, they're really buying in. It was a loss today at Evansville North. That was game number one on the road. 12 points in the loss tonight, but they are looking closer every time. A 12-point loss, I should say, rather than 12 points in the loss. But they're getting there week after week, looking better and better.
You're going to be listening to the Pairing Show, I hope.
Oh, absolutely. Closely.
Outstanding. You better. Chris Norton from WITZ in Jasper. Jasper's men today, 60-23 winners over Washington. It's always great to hear from you, Chris. Give my best to Corbin. Proud of you guys. Happy for what you're doing, and always great to talk to you.
The same to you. Will do, and thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Thank you. Coming up, more basketball. It's always great to talk to guys who've worked on the show. That's fantastic. We're back with the top of the hour scoreboard update on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.